am just so glad that we're in a new year. I'm excited about what 2024 has in store for me. I'm excited to leave some things in 2023. Well, the new year is the perfect time to move on from things that just aren't working in your life. With Next Evo, natural CBD products, oil-based CBD can be one of them. Oil-based CBD does not mix well with our water-based bodies, so you absorb as low as 6% of the CBD on the label. Next Evo Naturals developed a clinically tested water-soluble form of CBD, and their gummies and capsules are proven to work faster and absorb four times better than oil-based products. Go to nextevo.com and use code ARGUE for 25% off any order or up to 60% off as a new subscriber. We both love Next Evos in our home. My husband has been one of the users of the Next Evos Triple Sleep, I do believe it's called. It's their sleep gummy that he absolutely loves. I love their de-stressor, but I'm realizing I'm about to switch over to the sleep ones because I need to get back on a schedule of going to sleep, hey, them
sleep
earlier.
Sleep ones is on point.
And so it's about to be game on. So that's something new that I'm picking up in the new year is that I'm going to be using Next Evo's sleep CBD complex product. So try their strongest gummy ever, their Next Evo Daily Strength Wellness CBD Gummies. Okay. They're actually one of their best sellers. They also have their stress one, like I said, that I take, and Marcus took the sleep one, but I'm about to be on that sleep one as well. They have gummies, capsules, and dissolvable powders. So whichever way you want to take it, they got it for you. It absorbs four times better than most oil-based products, and it works fast. I'm in about like 10 minutes after the absorption, and it's the only brand conducted human clinical studies to test the value of their product. The label's contents are 100% guaranteed. Leave oil behind and start the new year with the most effective, fast-absorbing CBD, fast-acting CBD from Next Evo Naturals. Get 25% off any order or up to 60% off as a new subscriber by using code ARGUE at nextevo.com. That's 25% off your order or up to 60% off a new subscription at nextevo.com with promo code ARGUE. What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My name is the chick who sang. My husband don't like it, but I don't care. You can call me Angel. You can call me that chick. You can say I'm real thick, but I'm that chick, Angel Laquita Moore Tanksley. Pow. And I'm joined by my husband of almost 17 years. Tell him who you are, baby.
I'm the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, aka Tank.
Yeah.
Fam, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast we do every single week, and we talk about all the good things. We talk about pretty much anything that we want to, and we do it as a married couple.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? We do it as parents.
As parents.
We do it as friends.
As friends.
We do it as two fools who really don't care about nobody's opinion.
But I own.
And barely, not even that all the time. Every single week that we record this, we are also joined by our immediate family. Our immediate family are the people, they watching us right now live. They was watching us before we pressed record and and they was here before you see the stuff that you see right now.
And when we
press cut, they're going to still be here talking to us in the comments. That wonderful immediate family is on our Patreon. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel. Sign up for the low of $5 a month. You can be a part of all the goodness, all the extra stuff that we do, the bonus that we do. We do fixing stuff on Wednesdays where me or Angel, we get with them and show them some stuff, project or something that we working on.
What's going on in that brain of yours right now?
No, I'm just saying that bonus been struggling.
Oh, yeah, we had a good bonus.
We did have a good bonus.
Well, we're also joined by some amazing sponsors. You've already heard of one, Next Evo, but we're going to tell you about our other ones, Go Henry, Green Chef, and Earning, later on in the podcast. When we partner with a company, it's because we hope that they have a service or a product that you've been looking for. And if they do, use that promo code because you're going to get that good discount. Give them a try. If you like them, become lifelong customers. If you don't, well, you tried. And we appreciate you.
Absolutely.
How are you feeling?
I feel good.
You do?
Yeah.
It's a Monday. You do seem like you're in a great mood. Tell me why. Tell me why.
I ain't got no reason not be in a good mood.
But sometimes it feels like you come up with reasons not to be. You didn't have one to come.
No, I'm in a good mood. Like we talked about on the bonus, I think. Just mentally working through things.
Uh-huh.
But I know I'm in a good place right now. I'm Gucci.
That's because he's been getting booty. Finally. I know you a lie. I know you a lie. Yeah, I love your energy today. Thank you. Appreciate it.
How you feeling?
I feel great. I actually did not want to come out the house. I wanted to have a lazy day. I'm glad that I pushed through. Well, I didn't have a choice. Me doing my makeup definitely helped. It made me feel like, all right, you're ready for the day. But I was feeling like, oh, it's rainy. I don't want to get up. And then I didn't work out, but I'm going to work out later.
It's raining out here in California. Any rain we get is needed, right?
Yeah, but it's like.
It's going to be cold Wednesday.
Is it? Yuck.
Or today, if you don't, not on our Patreon.
Yuck. Yeah. Anyhow, we're going to start this podcast off with one of our oldest segment. Well, the oldest segment that we have, and that is In My Feelings.
Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good. For those of y'all who don't know In My Feelings is a segment where we talk about what's got us feeling great, what's got us feeling some kind of way. Do you want to start or you want me to start?
You start it.
Let me tell y'all what's got us feeling good.
Start off what's got you feeling some kind of way. End on the good note.
It's going to take me forever to get there. So all right. I'm going to do the way I'm going to do it. We had an amazing close of week last week. Brand deals were falling into our lap like dandruff falls out of my scalp on a weekly, daily basis. My husband got his largest brand deal as a date to this day.
Yeah, to date.
To date, thank you. And I am just so elated. We actually have a meeting with our brand managers later today.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, I did not. Later today, not just with our brand manager, but the head of all the brand managers is coming to the meeting as well. So I'm just excited about the growth for both of us. I'm so excited about you. You have no idea. Like, I was, mind you, I had two big ones come in. They were whales. But when Marcus's whale came in, you would have thought it was for me.
Yeah.
So excited. So, like, just feeling like, you know, our business is, you know, taking its shape, taking its form. We're carving out our own space in content creation. We're finding our own lane and feeling comfortable just really driving as fast as we want to in that lane. So, or slow, either one. But that's got me feeling great. Like, I'm still on a high. That's probably why you got so much booty this weekend.
Well, let's try to keep you high.
Okay, well then, you keep posting content, getting these brand deals. Patties off if I wore them. I'd put them on and rip them off.
Anyway, it's got me feeling, I'm going to start what's got me feeling some kind of way is this whole, I was feeling very stagnant at the beginning of the year. Just with career and the way things was going. And then, so I just trying to bounce out of that and also map out what, you know, the first quarter is going to look like, the first half, the rest of the year. And then also I mentioned, because I, you know, I got my little, I don't do a vision board. I do like a list. I just list a bunch of stuff out with bullet points, meditate and pray over that throughout the year. I haven't made that list yet, but more brand deals and large brand deals was on my mind, and I verbally said it multiple times. And if y'all watch TBTV, y'all see how these when I write out these lists and I go back. Oh, I said it on here too.
You said it on our bonus.
On the bonus, okay. When I write out my visions for the year, whether it's that year, the next year, or whenever it is, that stuff comes to pass. Like, it never fails. I'm just like, God. So I haven't physically written that down, but I've verbally said it multiple times. So on the flip side, what's got me feeling good is, yes, this first.
So what's got you feeling some type of way that you haven't written it down yet?
No. What's got me feeling some type of way is the whole stagnant feeling that I had at the beginning of the year.
Okay, got it.
Now flipping over to what's got me feeling good is, yeah, definitely once we were able to sit down and, yeah, that day was just like, y'all got more? It's like, thanks. We kept getting these emails, but getting that first big one, and it was like, are you going to do this, Brandon? Hell yeah, I'm going to do that,
Brandon. I can't wait for y'all to like, see it.
Yeah, I'm like, run it. So that's definitely got me fueled to be more aggressive toward more content, but toward more brands. Giving me more clear vision of what I need to do to look more attractive to brands. So that's what's got me feeling good.
So,
and I got the Mustang up and running.
That make you happy?
Yeah, that's got me really happy. The Continental, she about to be doing her thing so nastily. Anyway, what's got you feeling some kind of way?
I can't get my sleep schedule right. I got into bed at 11 and I was like, perfect. This is actually,
that's late for Angel.
Yeah, but I was like, got it. My brain said, what you think we about to do?
Yeah.
We about to be up. I said, you suck, jack of a something. And what was so bad is, why were we up late that other night where we didn't get out of the bed until 10 on Sunday, right?
Saturday.
Saturday, I got up early because I had to take
a March. No, I said Saturday night. Why are we up late?
I don't know.
You got done kind of late, didn't you, with your stuff?
I don't even know. I don't know, but I was up. Too late.
Yeah, Angel usually starts. She usually gets comfortable around 8:30. By 9, she's on the couch dozing off. 10, she's been asleep.
Right, and now I'm not falling asleep until 12, which is causing me not to get up to work out because it's too hard. And it was cold this morning. And then I woke up. I got up, put on this because I was like, oh, I gotta take these kids to school. And then I remembered, I ain't got to take them to school today. You do.
Yeah, that's my day.
And then still didn't matter. I had to get up and get the laundry because I forgot to get it from the fluff and fold so my baby would have pants to wear to school. So I just hate that my sleeping schedule is off because I want to be working out. I'm going to work out today after our meeting with the manager and before I pick up the kids from after school. But it is really irritating me that it's this difficult for me to get back on schedule. I even drank a tea. I was drinking one of Tab's tea that was for relaxation. And
you need something to knock you out, though.
Yeah, that's the reason why I'm going to do the next Evo. Like, now, seeing what happened last night, I said, oh, no.
Yeah, and one of those sleepy time tea things.
Listen, I'm going to be.
There was a point in time I was doubling up. I was like, let me do both.
I said, I
can't. You remember, right? Because I don't never fall asleep quick.
I promise to, for real, them, I'm going to be taking them next Evo's sleep help gummies because I'm not doing this. I want to be working out.
See, I'm an afternoon workout person, so that's got me feeling good. I've been kind of consistent with the workout. Even when I miss a day, I make up for it.
You know who's been talking to me a lot more?
Who?
My son, Marcus.
Is he?
He's been having full-blown conversations. Like, you know how he's good with one-word answer?
Mm-hmm.
He's been giving me more, and I'm, like, trying not to point it out because it gets me so excited. When I picked him up from his friend's house, and I was just like, I cannot get enough of this neighborhood. It's just so beautiful. And then he started talking about something, and he was like, oh, yeah, I think such and such live over there. I said, for real? I said, oh, that's gorgeous. He's like, yeah. And then I rolled down the windows. I said, listen. He said, you can't hear anything. I said, that's how quiet this neighborhood is. He was like, I bet you it's really relaxing to ride a bike around here. I was like, yep. I said, I done seen kids kind size age riding bikes during the day around here just by themselves. That would be so dope. He was like, yeah. And I was just like, I wanted to be like, he's talking to me.
So, On Instagram, some of y'all may have saw, I posted a video with R trying to show me how to play, I don't know what game it was, Minecraft, Roblox. Somebody in the comments called it Roadblocks, and I'm like, that's what it should be called.
I know, it makes more sense if it was that.
I call it that. I never say the actual name. I call it Roadblocks. Anyway, it was, I don't know if it was that game or Minecraft. I don't know what he was trying to show me, but I flipped the camp so he couldn't see himself, because usually he'll get quiet if he knows I'm recording. So I'm sitting there watching, and I ended up posting that video. And it was so many people in the comments like, oh, I know Tank cried. Oh, my God. I know he couldn't take it. I know he cried. He talks a lot. I'm his father. I hear him talk all the time. Uh-huh. Sometimes Amar won't shut up. It was just their first time seeing it. So they're like, I'm like, y'all think I'm going to post his first time talking and y'all seeing it with me? Like, Amar been talking like this for years now. Yeah,
like, he loved to have a good conversation. Yeah,
ask some of our friends. Like, Quinn will come over. He will talk Quinn's ear off.
Mm-hmm.
He'll show her his toys.
Oh, ask Kennedy or Nia.
Yes, Kennedy or Nia. They'll tell you, Amar won't shut up sometimes.
He's a talker. But if he don't know you.
Yeah.
You are an invisible person and he doesn't want to deal with you.
Yeah, but everybody's like, oh, I know y'all can't take, like, no, we, this is.
I love his little voice.
What about me?
I was like the same thing. This episode is sponsored by GoHenry. As a parent, I found it so challenging to teach kids, to teach my kids, the value of money at such a young age. And that's why I'm so excited to tell you about the sponsor of today's episode, GoHenry by Acorns, the smart debit card and app for kids 6 to 18. With GoHenry, kids can learn about money, set spending and savings goals, and even track chores and earn allowance money right within the app. They learn the value of money by using their GoHenry debit cards, while we, as the parents, can set spend limits and help guide their journey while staying informed every step of the way. I gotta say, it's been seriously amazing seeing my kids actually care about doing chores because they understand how it's helping them work towards their goal. Set your kids up for success and get started today at GoHenry.com/argue.
Argue.
T&Cs apply. Renews from $4.99 per month unless canceled. Thank you, GoHenry. I was reading slow because I wanted to make sure I hit all the points for it. This is outside of the ad read, but I am really excited about this because that was one of the twins' goals for Kwanzaa, is to make more money. So GoHenry is the app of choice. All right, so we're going to do TikTok o'clock.
Angel, girl, what time is it?
TikTok o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that has just kind of hit the interwebs here recently, and we're going to tell you our opinion on it. Oh, of course, when I'm ready to watch it, it's like, nah. No, let's refresh. Let's refresh the app because we don't want you to know what you... Okay, here we go.
I'm hoping to get this TikTok over to Black TikTok. Any Black parents, we have adopted a Black baby. Her name is Zoe, and I don't know what to do for her hair. I have this little brush. I have something from Shea Moisture. I really don't know what to use, so please, any Black parents or anyone who knows what to do with Black children's hair, please help me in the comments. Thank you.
Okay, so for those of y'all who could not see because you're listening and because I didn't show it on camera very well, it was a video of a white male brushing the head of a very small, precious, cute little baby girl who is Black. And as you heard, they adopted this child. I'm assuming that his spouse, who I also am assuming is a man, does not identify as black as well. So we're dealing with two non-black people in this little black baby. There has been a lot of uproar on this video. I'm going to give my thoughts while you give your thoughts.
Okay.
Well, I mean, then afterwards, you can, as you formulate your thoughts is what I should say. The video feels unauthentic to me. There was a time, a day and age where there were people who adopted black children that were non-black people, and they really did not know what to do with their kids' hair. So they had to develop an actual community of black people around them, especially prior to the invention of YouTube. There were no like tutorials to like look for. However, once YouTube happened and once people were able to, once the natural hair community took over YouTube as far as in posting a lot of content and everything, the information is kind of, it's right there at your fingertips. I actually have a kind of a close acquaintance who also adopted. She has a bunch of birth children herself. She's a white mother with and a white husband, but she also adopted a black girl and a black boy. She ended up blowing up on YouTube, not just for how she did her white daughter's hair, but also her black daughter. She was like, I have been researching like crazy so that I can make sure her hair is healthy as well. If all my white children's hair is going to be healthy, so is hers. So our content is all about doing, it's actually was called Cute Girl Hairstyles. So for me, it feels unauthentic because one, the information is already there. And if it's you on really the platform cared,
that you're posting to.
Yeah. And if you really cared, you would just look for the information.
Right.
It's not a surprise that the girl you adopted is black. That wasn't something they told you last minute.
You put that on the paperwork.
This is something that like once you knew like who you were going to like who you were adopting from. Oh, this will be a little black girl. It's as simple as going to YouTube and being like, how to do a black little girl's hair. And you're going to come up with hundreds of videos.
I was going to say, there's probably more YouTube tutorials on doing black hair than it is white hair.
I would assume you are right. So it just feels a little bit unauthentic because it doesn't seem like it'd be different. I think I would probably have some mercy if he really did feel frantic and was like, I thought I had this figured out. I have asked my friends, I have asked, and I don't know what to do. And this might seem like the wrong place, but if you have any like extra tips, because I can't, but he's not frantic. He is posed up, just brushing that dang on baby's hair to oblivion. I'm like this. And then the, if this is love again. Video at the end. Now the baby is a cutie patootie. Get that baby here. You first of all, you can hear the dude counting in. So it's just that it's kind of like, yo, and this is a man who clearly does. He has a very specific way in which he likes to look. He has his like eyebrows are arched. You could tell he has a skincare regimen that he does. So this is somebody who obviously is not self-care is not foreign to him.
Right.
So
he moisturizes.
Right. You can clearly see this man is like, has a very, like, he has a high standard of how he keeps himself. So like, I hope this finds its way over to like, you don't even want to do the work to go to a specific content creator who all you got to do is black hair for babies.
Yeah.
And you could have found a black content creator that you could have started following. And letting them know how their stuff is helping you, or asking them, do you have a specific video on this? I would love to watch it if you do.
Yeah.
It's just very lazy and felt very much so kind of like clout. But
I didn't know Angel was going to play this clip. I didn't. This is my first time hearing about any of this. But as soon as it started playing, it was sea walking all over my nerve. I mean, dub CC walking. Keep it gangster, y'all. Keep it gangster. No, he's definitely using that baby as a prop. Yeah, it's very annoying just doing it for views, nothing more. And then when I heard his voice and heard what he was talking about, I was like, okay, maybe it's like, maybe the baby does have like a tight nap to her hair. Mm-hmm. This baby got the same type of hair my son Kai does. It don't get no easier to do that baby's hair. Y'all, he's got a soft bristle brush, just, and the brush is just easily combing through this baby's hair with ease. There's no difficulty there. Mm-hmm. I could, maybe if you had been bald your entire life, because he is bald, yeah, I would understand, oh, maybe you don't know what to do with hair. That's extremely easy.
Yes.
Ain't nothing difficult about that baby's hair. It's, maybe once she get older and her hair texture changes, maybe. But ain't nothing difficult about doing that baby's hair. Shut up. Get out of here with that fake crap. That using these, that, that's really got me pissed off. Using these babies as a goddamn prop, accessory to get more views. Come on now.
Yeah. That just seems
like a whole black whoever he was reaching for, just attacked the hell out of them, because that ain't cool.
They have been, because at first I was just like, huh, and so I had to think about it on my own, and I was just like, wait a minute, why didn't he just look it up? Like, or why didn't he just look it up? Nowadays, you don't even gotta have a black friend. Your imaginary black friends had already put everything out online. So you can literally dive head first into black culture online, because we've posted everything.
I just now went into YouTube and just typed in black hair care. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold on. 5, 6. The first 8 from 8 different women. Not one of them are repeat videos from the same woman.
Oh, you would have no idea how many. It just felt like, sir, congratulations to you on your adoption. And I hope you and your significant other take really good care of this beautiful black little girl. But it feels right now that you kind of just wanted to show off and you wanted this to go viral and all of that, yeah. But like, come on.
Nah, then hopefully,
I know you got to know better.
Yeah, hopefully it's backfiring, because that's just disgusting. Now, I can see, I've known, I've even had coworkers that have adopted black children, and they would honestly come to me in private, like, hey, you know, even when it came to barbers, or even like back in 2020 when everything was going, or even before then, when everything was going on, it's just like, I even approached some of them. It's like, so how's everything in your household? You know, with the whole police brutality and everything coming to light and all the tension. It's like, I'm glad you asked. You know, we had a talk with our son and just let him know, hey, you know, coming from a very, like, we understand the problem. Mm-hmm. I understand who I am and I understand who you are. Mm-hmm. So let's approach it. But they just using this baby as.
I'm like, use your money and hire a black doula then. Like, if you really that lost, use your resources.
That boy ain't lost.
He ain't lost. So, yeah, that's our take on this TikTok o'clock, is that it's just like, all right, dude, like, I feel like I don't ever see videos like that of someone when they're of adopted a Asian baby.
Right.
This child's hair is just so bone straight, more bone straight than mine. Please tell me hope this gets over to Asian Talk. Well, this TikTok is Asian. Hopefully you all see it and you all give me tips and tricks on how to, like, don't, it feels pandering. But anyways, anyhow, pray for that little Zoe.
Yeah.
That, dads get it together. I mean, if it's a dad and a mom, my apologies for assuming, but I think I'm on it.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
All right, so on to our main topic, which I have forgotten. Wow.
Ain't, oh, no shame. My, hey, gosh. Handle your business. It's all good, Angel.
You know why I forgot it? Because I forgot to pick it.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
Man, oh man. So you know what?
Oh, let's, I was going to say, let's get a suggestion from the people.
Are cards in there?
Oh yeah, everything got moved around.
My brain said. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, are they in the basket? No. Are they in the thing? Mm-mm. Uh-oh. Mm-mm. Uh-oh. I think we think Marcus might have.
Have a live fixing shit.
Yeah. I saw wood come like shatter from underneath it. Okay, well, listen, I am a producer. I can do my job. No, I got it. Ready, set. No, I saw it.
One.
Me and my husband recently had a conversation about the way we view things in our relationship now versus before. And things that it was mostly coming from his perspective, but I'll add my perspective to this conversation. Mm-hmm. Mostly how our point of view of the value of the other person in our life has changed since we were in our early 20s, we got married more like in our mid to late 20s to now when we're both in our big fours. And
I'm in my little fours.
No. It is big. 40s is your big fours.
No, I'm in my little fours.
No, sir. No, sir. So for me, I think when I was getting married or wanted to, let's say wanting to be married, I don't really know what I envisioned other than I wanted to be married.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's such a kind of a vague concept until you're really in it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, when that's how I feel. Even like when you ask me stuff like that, it's like, so what did you think marriage would be? I don't know. Like, it wasn't even a thing in my mind.
Yeah.
Even when dating, it wasn't like, even though, you know, toward the end of our dating season, I knew I wanted to marry Angel. But what would marriage be like? That didn't even cross my mind other than what we were currently doing.
Yeah. I think even before you became the person that I realized I was going to marry, I think I was definitely fantasizing about having kids with someone,
mm-hmm.
definitely, and like what my future kids would look like. And I guess the commitment to another person, but what did I want my marriage to look like other than like not headed towards divorce? I don't think I had a clear picture of it. I just knew I needed somebody compatible.
Mm-hmm.
But you, unlike myself, had a like steady example of marriage. When you looked at your parents' marriage, was there like ever times where you were like, and I know it's different for guys because marriage is not pushed on you all as hard as it is on women. Was there a part that you admired that you can think back to now that you were just like,
I didn't see. It's not that I didn't admire anything, but it was, I didn't see myself getting in a relationship with anybody that I didn't see the potential of it reaching where my parents were. Mm-hmm. Like the things that I saw them doing, you know, like together and having fun and laughing and stuff. Mm-hmm. I didn't see, like, I can get that. Like, I'm not going to date anybody I can't get this with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't, I wasn't thinking on that level.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking like, what's marriage going to be like? You know, I was not even kid. Like, I knew I wanted kids. I always wanted, like, I always said at least two.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wanted to have, if I had a girl, wanted her to be the youngest. So, you know, the boys could just be thugs and protect her.
Never thugs.
Nah, but I never even, like, thought that really that far into it. When I think back on it now, it's, like, kind of gray. Like, I don't even remember.
Was staying single ever an option for you? Or were you like, I'm definitely going to get married one day. That's not even.
Staying single, I think it was an option. It was definitely an option, but it wasn't an option that, it was a smaller option than staying. It was a smaller option than getting married.
Yeah, no, it was not an option for me. Staying single was never going to be an option.
Yeah. Getting married later than what I thought was always an option.
Uh-huh.
Like, I wanted to be married, you know, back then I wanted to be married like early 30s, like late 20s, early 30s. Mm-hmm. then I was like, but if it pushed that to mid-30s, late-30s, I'm good with that. Like, most men is going to be like, you know what? I could push this out. Most men that I know won't, that really, really want to get married, were in their mid to late-30s. It's like, all right, I'm done with this bullshit. Let me go find somebody.
Yeah.
Like, every dude that has approached me with that, like, has been that age of where I probably would have been like, all right, now enough is enough. Let me go find the right one.
Well, I already got married later than what I wanted to. I felt like I was an old. Yes, I would have. This is what I mean by, even though it was something I wanted, it was still very vague. I wanted to be, there was nothing about me at the young age that wanted to be on the market. There was nothing about me that wanted to test the waters with multiple dudes, and having to learn multiple and having to care for multiple guys.
Because that's how, Angel, you entered relationships with the all in thing, where like I did not once.
I don't even, I as much as I wanted to try, I just didn't even know how to even operate in that way. So when you and I found each other and we both had the realization that like, yeah, this is it, I think then is when I realized marriage, our relationship could be fun. I didn't have that many boyfriends in my previous life, but I don't think I had, I'm almost certain, while I might have had some fun like with them, I don't feel like I had as much fun as I did with you. I felt like there was something, I think one, because I was living in a different place, and so there were more opportunities, like just even us going to Mexico when you came into town was like, that was fun. And us going to an amusement park, like it was like fun stuff that it was just like, oh, I'm getting to experience this with him. Oh, this could be, this could continue. This doesn't have to stop.
Yeah. And that with me, I didn't have any pattern to go off of, because I never didn't have any like long-term girlfriends. Like that wasn't, I was never looking for one, never tried to get one. So,
and you know, I never felt like I saw my sisters having fun with their spouses. They were all in, besides Melissa, I think Melissa might have already been married to Danny. You never experienced her ex-husband, or, oh, I forgot, you never experienced Daisy's either. You only experienced Jackie's.
Right.
But I will say, with all of my sisters' first spouses, I don't really think I got to see them have fun at all. Maybe Jackie and David, but some of that might have been the drug usage that, you know what I'm saying?
What better way to bring out fun than good old drugs?
I mean,
they look like they have a good time.
I will say my brother-in-law, like, he was a very funny, still is a very funny, he's my hilarious previous brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Very funny dude, so maybe that, but for the most part, and then my mother's different marriages, I would not have categorized as fun in no means, shape, or form. So I think there was a seriousness that I saw marriage as, not just commitment wise, but just inside of it, that I don't think I realized until me and you were together, of like, oh, we can have a lot of fun.
My parents, it was just, most of it, of course, was just the day to day, you know, doing things. But I did see them like have fun, like joke around with each other and laugh and stuff. But it wasn't like, I wasn't looking at it as like, y'all don't ever have fun. It's like, no, they seem like they enjoy each other. But I do think our kids see me and you having a lot more fun than what I witnessed my parents having. Like a lot more. Mainly because I'm the youngest. My brother is 10 years older than me, so my parents were a little older.
Yeah.
You know, like Marcus is experiencing a different father at that age than Marcus did.
Yes.
Definitely a lot more active. But yeah.
I want to read a comment real quick. Aaliyah George says, while I did think I'd be well into marriage by now, I'm getting married later this year and I'm super comfy with the timing. I know now I was not ready for marriage. I wanted and needed earlier in life. We do have to get to this is why some people get married for the second time. because when they were married the first time, either it was to the wrong person or they just weren't the mature enough to be able to sustain in a marriage to begin with.
That's definitely an honest statement, because you got a lot of people that is like, you definitely could have gotten married earlier had you been in the right mindset. You were definitely mature enough.
Mm-hmm.
And you were living like you were married, but somewhat. And then on the other hand, you got people who's like, no, y'all definitely could have waited. Y'all did not have to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No.
Because a lot of times, when I saw our relationship going there, I felt that it was like, this might be a little too soon. Marcus, chill out, calm down, pump your brakes.
He definitely thought it was too soon. But before we jump into that, this episode is sponsored by Green Chef. Green Chef is a CCOF certified meal kit company. Green Chef makes eating well easy with plans to fit every lifestyle, whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, or just looking to eat more balanced meals. Green Chef offers a range of recipes suited to your preferences. Elevate your everyday wellness with the number one meal kit for clean eating and discover new gut-friendly recipes each week. And you can also make your New Year's resolutions a breeze and build healthy habits to keep eat the easy way in 2024 with nutritious recipes from the number one meal kit for clean eating. Green Chef delivers whole food for your whole body. They're committed to providing a holistic approach to nutrition by offering meals that contribute to the overall well-being of your entire body. Embark on a delicious culinary adventure this year with Green Chef's diverse menu. Each week, choose from 80-plus flavor-packed options. Easily customize your meals to suit your lifestyle with preferences like keto, vegan, vegetarian, fit, fast and fit, Mediterranean, gluten-free, and protein-packed. We have tried Green Chef before. Absolutely love it. It is very elevated in the fact that sometimes when you think about eating clean or healthy, you think about bland. You think about boring.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's an elevated experience of eating clean, meaning you still feel like you're getting almost like restaurant style foods. Everything looks really beautiful in color. And again, you also know that you're eating well based off of the ingredients that you're using. So a lot of people I know, this is the new year and we're trying to get our lives together. We're trying to get our bodies together. We're trying to live a healthier life. And I really do believe that Green Chef can be a part of your resolutions this New Year's to eat better. So go to greenchef.com/60argue and use code 60argue to get 60% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. Again, go to greenchef.com/60argue and use code 60argue to get 60% off plus 20% off the next 2 months. That's Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well. I'm trying to think if I'm going to go ahead and go into the last one. Yeah, let's go ahead. And that way we can keep the conversation going. This episode is also sponsored by Earnin. We have worked with Earnin before, and I am so glad to have him back because, listen, again, these New Year's resolutions, this is one that can help a lot of y'all reach y'all's goals. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck, then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid with your or from your next paycheck. So there are so many ways that Earnin can be of assistance to you. Say for instance, cause you know, life be lifing. Okay. And life don't always like to wait until your actual pay date. So say for instance, like us, your pet gets sick. Earnin can help with that. Okay. Cause you weren't expecting to have to go to the vet. Or, let's also say, hey, your cousin is graduating or something. And you like, I did not prepare the way I was supposed to. You can use Earnin to get that gift a little bit early and then allow yourself to be able to repay that money to earning from your paycheck. I'm telling you right now, if you are a person that just really doesn't have just a bunch of disposable income, just ready to play with, earning is a great tool to help you have some, you know, financial stability. Make earning a part of your financial routine. Enjoy earnings over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think of earning, I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download earning today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in argument under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Argument under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did that. Mm-hmm. I felt that in my soul. So Marcus recently was saying to me, he has a different appreciation for me.
Yeah.
Do you mind talking about that? Yeah, no, I'm talking
about. I was just saying I have like a different appreciation. The way I started it off, I said I'm grateful that I grew to appreciate you the way I do now, but it wasn't. It came out like I didn't appreciate it before. So it's not like I didn't appreciate it. It's I have a different appreciation, and which I feel comes from just experience and maturity. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't, like even being younger, wanting to get married. You know, if you ain't never been married, even if some people that have been married, maybe when you find somebody that you're supposed to be with, you still don't know what that looks like or feels like. Mm-hmm. You still don't know if you haven't experienced like an overwhelming amount of love. If you ain't ever experienced it, you don't know what that feels like. You know what I'm saying? So seeing like where we are now and, you know, things that we've been through from since July 7th, 2007 to now, it's just like, dang, we really got each other. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even through that, like I was, you know, a completely different person than what I am now. Mm-hmm. So it's crazy. It's almost, I told Angel, it's almost like you're, it's like a massive field and you're cutting it with a push mower and you just walking along cutting grass. That's all you're doing is cutting that grass. And then eventually you get to a peak where you could look back at what you've done. You can't see what you're doing while you're there.
Right.
But once you get far enough away from it, you can't see the forest for the trees.
Yeah.
Once you get far enough away from it, you can look back and see. It's just like, well, look how jacked up that trail was. Like, what was I thinking back mm-hmm. there? You can't do nothing to fix it. The only thing you can do is try to cut a straighter path moving forward. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just had that epiphany.
Yeah. I think obviously with age, if you live in life right, with age, more wisdom comes. And I also think for me, again, you were probably in the beginning something to have as a means to get what I wanted, or someone to have. Now, I don't want to say something, meaning, I like Marcus. He likes me. Oh, I love Marcus. And we could have babies together. He could be my husband. Like, almost in a sense of how I wasn't thinking about the impact that you, the person, were going to have on my life mm-hmm. in a positive way. It was more so of a, like I said, you as a person helps me get to the things that I wanted, which was a marriage mm-hmm. and children, versus you as a person just existing, having an impact on me. Does that make sense? Yeah. I don't think I realized that until... it's not just now. I realized that it was before we even started working together, which we haven't been working each other that long. So it was well before that. I want to say it was had to have been. I think we were still in our first house.
Mm-hmm.
It was whenever we had the conversation about me recognizing you have a gift of discernment.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, definitely the first house.
That was when I think it finally, that epiphany, and I think more things are, more parts of you that are beneficial to me reveal themselves. But I think that is when I realized, huh, you have a lot more that to offer me than what I'm actually tapping into. Because of my, like, know-it-allness and probably some of my stubbornness of not realizing, like, huh, just sit back and listen, or just, like, experience him. Mm-hmm. You know, we both have our isms that piss each other off.
Yeah.
And a lot of it isn't all bad, is just we might not want to do it the same way as the other person, but there's still something that, like, I can learn from that, and that, like, I can benefit from. But I don't think I was really, I don't think when I first got with you, I was looking for that of yeah. How is this person just existing in my atmosphere, or me being in this person's orbit, that there are a lot of good things about them, or just a lot of things about them that are going to either rub off on me, that are going to be for my good, or that are just going to change me in a way that I don't realize I need to be changed in.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So it took, I don't know why. Yeah, because I used to hate it. And I still do. It's not, nothing has changed. My husband has very quick snap judgments about people. And a lot of times he's right. Sometimes he's just a complainer. But realizing that just because I don't necessarily like it does not mean that there's still not a gift there that I can still, like, tap into to, like, especially with my own intuition, using sometimes your discernment as a way of confirmation. Yeah.
And I think you have a predisposition about how I feel about certain, like, me and Angel was at an event, and I was sitting there, and I was just like, oh my God, these people are annoying. And she took it as, like, I remember the way you took it was like, you already annoyed and we just sat down. I was like, I didn't say, me saying these people are annoying don't mean I'm annoyed. I'm making an observation that I think these people are annoying. I'm not annoyed by any means. It's like, but just by me saying that in our history, she took it as, oh my God. Here, so it's that our perception of how we view each other.
Mm-hmm.
And what the other person says may take it somewhere that we didn't necessarily mean. So that's all in communication of mm-hmm. taking time to understand what the other person is meaning and saying, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Real quick, Kayla asks, knowing Marcus was your husband because of your gift, how did you not rush the dating process? Well, because it was two of us dating. And I can't speed him up no faster than what he was going to go.
Yeah. But yeah, like, yeah, just sorry real quick for a stop to leave my mind on what you said about us, like, learning from each other and, like, what you wanted and, you know, me. Like, I was fumbling through, had no idea
mm-hmm.
where things were going, what things looked like. It was just like, like, mm-hmm. here we are. Oh, that's okay. So we married? Huh. All right. That's my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I went from saying fiance to wife, just finally got used to saying fiance.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's wife. And it's, oh, you pregnant? All right. Well, that's now the wife and mother of my son.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I am the mother of your sons. That's crazy.
That's what this is like, huh? And then years later, it's like, no, actually, this is what I should have been doing for the wife of mine and the son. So it's like, all this, like, a lot of it is, you know, reaction. And then once you get enough experience, maybe you can.
I think that's one of the reasons why we've been so smooth, is that it was clear that you didn't have a preconceived notion per se, only in one area of what this had to look like.
Yeah, I was just lost. And now it's perfect. Like, looking back,
I'm so glad you were.
Yeah. But no, the thing is now, like I said, looking back at that field, now I'm strongly judging myself.
No.
Because I see all these zigzags and I'm just like, really? Like, yeah. You knew you were making a hard left, a hard three lefts, and that was going to make a square. Like, you're supposed to just do this. Like,
I mean, the only area that I think you had preconceived notions and your behavior showed you had preconceived notions was our role as parents.
Yeah.
That was the only thing that I felt like, yeah, this ain't going to work. But our whatever we came in with of our, I guess, jobs as husband and wife to each other, I like how we came in at it of like finding our way through it, figuring it out versus me having to fit what your mother was,
mm-hmm.
or you having to fit some made up reality yeah. I had for a husband.
Yeah.
It was like we figured what that was out together.
Yeah. I think that's the benefit. Like we know a lot, like Angel has sisters, we have friends that they had this, even though I was in the church, they have this written law of what a husband and a wife is, because this is what they were told by a pastor, and it causes so much more so much more turbulence in a relationship, and nothing healthy comes from it, versus, you know, just not to say be foolish and just don't go into it, but learn.
You can't
expect something from something and you've never been that or have no idea what it is, and even if you have, if you weren't good at it, maybe you need to switch something up.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say, that almost when you were like mother of my children, you know, it still tears. It now kind of almost tears me up in a sweet way when I hear the boys say something, and they say something like my dad.
Uh-huh.
It's such a trip to me, because that is what you are. Like, I was showing Brescia Kai's haircut. Uh-huh. He got yesterday, and she said, "Ooh, who did that?" He was like, "My dad," and she was like, "Oh, he's clean with the clippers." And I was like, "That's exactly who this man is. He is their dad. You exist in their world as you, not as a part of me, mm-hmm. but as you, and that is." Crazy
and
to
they
me.
Still alive.
They still alive.
They still alive.
I feel like all of our other connections. Yeah, that's the. They're the. Oh my God! All of our other connections. I'm just now having an epiphany. We are through. It's either you through me or me through you.
Yeah.
So, your mother, I am her daughter-in-law through you. And they are our only relationships where they don't have to go through one of us to have, like, you are their dad. And I don't have to be a part of that sentence.
Mm-hmm.
It is you. It just, I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. This is, Lakeisha asked, did you all have premarital counseling? Just curious. We did. We had one session.
Just so we could get married at that church.
We were supposed to have like six, but this is pre-Zoom. We already lived out here in California. The church was in Kentucky. So we did one in-person one, and it was great. They were great.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. That was it, though. And if you wouldn't count, when we've had tiffs while I have been in therapy and then I've brought him into the therapy session for her to help us work out stuff, you could say that. And that's happened
But that's not premarital, but that's.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's marital counseling. So we've had maybe 3 or 4 sessions with my therapist to help us problem solve something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Kayla also asked. Oh, so that question was from Lakeisha C. Kayla also asked, how do you navigate the preconceived thoughts on parenting after the twins for the come to Jesus convo? I literally just came to him.
Yeah, she gave me her feelings on how I was operating. And it opened my eyes to how she felt. And I was like, oh, damn, I'm sorry. Because nothing I was doing on purpose. It was just like, yeah, this is what it is. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, oh, my bad. You're right. I've been messing up. I am so sorry.
And then even,
thank you for telling me. Like,
yeah. And then even after that, so I was on a touring. Yeah, I was touring. I was I toured in this convention called MommyCon, and my sessions were on self-love. And something that actually helped me was the Q&A afterwards. And they would be, I remember a woman standing up talking about when her daughter goes to stay with her dad. And she's just like, how do you get them to do the stuff that they need to do? She was like, you know, there's a certain stuff that like I want him to do with her as far as in like her hair and yada, yada, yada. And he just doesn't listen. And so it makes me not even want her to, you know, go spend time with him. I said, does she come back alive? She's like, yeah. I said, is she fed? And she was like, yeah. And I said, well, sis, unless she's being abused, you're going to have to let that go. And she was just like, huh? I said, I know as mothers, we think our way is the best way. And actually, we're probably right. I was like, but when you think of parenting, it can't just be your way. That's not how it works. Now, mind you, I was not experiencing what she was experiencing yet because I was still the primary caregiver. Marcus was still away for work. Actually, the twins were traveling with me.
Yeah.
And Portia was with me. So the child that was left was little Marcus. But like it was on the weekends and, you know, they were doing nothing but just sitting at home. I hadn't experienced the role of him being more of the primary caregiver, and I didn't experience that until the tour. And really me realizing, okay, it's okay to relinquish how certain things are done. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, might I want to do things a certain way? Yeah, absolutely. But if this is a team,
right,
an actual team.
Yeah, ain't nobody getting abused.
Right.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to have to let certain things. Yeah, there might be things that are hard-nosed, but like, what are those and why are they hard-nosed? Is it just because it's your preference, or is it because truly the child's safety has been put
in? Right, yeah.
Well, you know, has been thrown.
Yeah, what you mean he can't ride in the trunk? Like, no, you can't.
So that was.
Yeah, I think you answering Natalia's question.
Yeah, it says, how are you all not defensive when the other speaks on the other's parenting style or what they don't like about it? I think when you, especially when you
I
get
to. I think
you're
already answering it, though.
But also, when you get to four kids, you just want help.
Right.
When you get to four kids, I think a lot of people have the time to be particular when they have a single child.
Yeah.
When there's only one, then you do have the space to be like, Just do that. You don't have to split yourself into four different people to try to cater mm-hmm. to four different children. So when you have as many kids as we have, I'm not saying it's always the easiest thing to do. But for the most part, I'm just like, if somebody else is doing it so that I don't have to do it, I'm just, it only gets frustrating for me if I have to go back and redo it. That'll be when I'm just like, now, this is the thing. But for the most part, like, where it's not that we're in neutral, but for the most part, we're now re-experiencing things.
Yeah.
Like, we went through a lot of these things with Marcus.
Yeah.
So we kind of know what we did right and what we did wrong. Okay, so now we're experiencing stuff with the twins. There is some new stuff happening, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll figure that out. Same thing with Amar. And yeah, so, you know, my husband feels like he gets them to clean up better than I do. However, their rooms, I feel like, only look good when I have stood over top of them and made them mm-hmm. clean, even though their closet looked amazing this morning.
It did.
I said,
It really did. I was able to go in there and look for the, I was like, oh.
Yeah, I was, was shocked.
But yeah, even like, even on the smaller scale, like one of them filing hurt themselves. Like they're going to come and if they're crying, they're going to come and Angel's going to pick them up and hug them, kiss them. She's going to mother them. If it's a minor, if they're minorly hurt, if they are able to walk over to me and it's like, oh, I did this. I'd be like, okay, let's breathe through it. Mm-hmm. It still hurt. Yeah. All right. Are you okay? Yeah. All right. And that's the way I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. No. You know what I'm saying? I don't get mad at her for picking them up. I'm like, no, no, put them down. And she don't get mad at me. Pick him up. Do this. It's like, no, she's going to do it her way. I'm going to do it my way. And they're going to see two different parents because that's what we are.
Listen, Amarno, if he wants his boo-boo kissed, he going to need to come to me. Daddy will kiss the boo-boo, but that's not daddy's. I will say, do you want me to kiss it? He'll say yes. Daddy is not going to say, do you want me to kiss it? But I'll be like, Amar, you want daddy kiss the boo-boo? Yeah. Yeah. And daddy will after that. But yeah, I think, listen, while I'm not trying to make Lil Marcus the perfect child, the poster child for like children and how they should grow up, I feel like we got a good balance on him. Actually, that's probably where the most friction is we have because of Lil Marcus now going into another age that we've never experienced. He's becoming a full teen where, you know, certain things we're just like, why are we having to remind you? Where Marcus, he's going to want to fuss at him. I am trying to avoid him fussing at him. And I'm like, so I'm doing a quiet fuss at Lil Marcus like, hey, hey. Do you like it when he fusses at you? Get to us before he does. That's what
I
ask him.
Do you like it when I fuss? Like, you know these things need to happen. So why ain't you doing them?
Brisha laughed at me so hard on the phone yesterday because I saw it. I saw little Marcus's spirit after I done picked him up from his little rich friend's house. We were about to walk in and you know, that HelloFresh box was still outside. Mm-hmm. And so I put the key in the door and I said, if you don't pick up that damn box, I swear to God, I'm going to punch you dead in your chest. And then Risha was on the phone. And she said, oh, my God. Little Marcus bust out laughing. He said, all right. I said, I knew it. I saw it in your spirit that you were going to walk right past that damn box. Past it.
Because I try to give them, like me when I was, we all had responsibilities as kids, especially at that age. Like, I got to cut the grass. I got to do this, do that. Ain't nobody got to tell me to do these things. I know this is what I'm supposed to do. We ain't got no grass like that. They ain't got cut nothing. Matter of fact, we got landscapers, so they come and do it.
Yeah.
He's got the trash he has to take out. Mm. He don't even empty the trash. The twins empty the trash, which they do horrible at. But he's got the trash he's got to take out, the dumpsters to put out front on trash day, and the HelloFresh, bring that box in and distribute it to the refrigerator.
Yep.
That's it.
Yeah.
The trash is evident that it needs to get taken out because you can see the recycle's over spilling. Mm-hmm. The trash can part, the lid won't close. I'm like, yeah, take care of that. HelloFresh, you can't walk. They said it. You can't. You have to step over the box to get in our front door because they said it directly in front of the door. So I'm like, why am I telling you to do these things still? Even the trash thing, I was like, I get it. You know, you got school going on. You got friends. Stuff's on your mind. Girls, whatever. Put a reminder in your phone. That phone that we got you. Mm-hmm. Just put that reminder. Monday, at this time, take out the trash. You think the alarm goes off.
Yeah, he has the reminder.
You think he does it when that reminder? No, I'll get to it later. So just like, so then I start fuss. I tell him, Mark, I don't want fuss. But after reminding so many times, I'm a bad father, maybe. I don't know no other way to get through to you. I'm going to fuck. This is my style. I don't plan on changing.
Oh, Lord.
But if I don't remind you every week for the past 6 months, now I'm fussing.
Real quick, and we'll end it. One of the things that we recently had a conversation about was that, first of all, we so many things, but I'm going to try to truncate it. We were saying how the girls, the black girls at Lil Marcus's school, majority of them come up, speak to me, and hug me when they see me. Marcus said, I was like, there's one who I've known for a long time. I have to always speak to first. And then she's like, oh, hi. But she will talk to me. Mark said, don't none of them girls.
No, none of the kids. Because boys do. Yeah, none of the kids say anything to me.
He was like.
It's two of them that do.
Yeah, he was like, there's two that'll talk to me.
One will talk to all adults that he sees, yes. like he's their peer.
Yes.
And the other one, me and him, is like the same height.
And I said, well, it's unfortunate. I said, it's not fair to you. I said,
hold on. Because a lot of these kids I've known since they don't remember not knowing me. They were babies when I met them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I said, this is not your fault. I talked to my husband. I said, but unfortunately, you have an intimidating presence. I was like, you are really big and tall, and then your resting face is not pleasant. It is that, even with the kids. And he was like, I am not intimidated to these kids. And I was like,
I'm not intimidated.
I said, you're intimidating to your own children, much less other people's kids. Yeah,
that's a lie, because they would act scared of me.
No, they are. Anytime I'd be like, all right, I'm going to talk to your dad about
it. They was like, we don't want to hear this food fussing.
No, they were like, no. Especially Mar. No, don't tell daddy. I'm like, well, you're making me have to tell him because you're acting this way. No, but... He asked Lil Marcus, he said, am I intimidated to your friends? Lil Marcus was like, yes. He's like, am I intimidated to you? He was like, no.
He's like, no. But I asked Kai, do I intimidate you? No.
No, he was like, whatever my big brother said, I'm going to say. Marcus could barely say something strong to Kai. You have broken him into several pieces.
I got to be extra. Sigh. It's like I can say stuff to him. I'm like, this isn't going in one ear and out the other.
He didn't hear you.
He don't give a damn. He didn't hear nothing. But Kai, I know I have to be extra gentle with, because like I'll be like, Kai, didn't I tell you do this? Yes. I'm just asking you. Like I'm not even. Go ahead and do it, babe.
But it looked like because of your size.
Shut up.
Yeah. It sounded like, didn't I tell you, little boy, I'm going to break your head off. That's what it sounds like.
Shut up. Kennedy, am I intimidating? See,
well, the Harris girls don't care.
Yeah, they do. Madison, she walk up and hug me.
Madison will walk into the house and not speak to you. That's how much she don't care. She said, I know it's your house, but it don't really matter. You ain't
gonna
kick me out.
These kids see me as a tall, soft teddy bear.
Only because you're nice.
All of them do. To them. They just rude.
Oh, don't speak goodness. To me. Yes, I'm angry. That is you for sure. All right, you guys.
Lil McKinley, Micaiah.
Well, they fear no one. They
Arya,
fear,
Rhea.
They be quiet. They barely speak.
They don't.
Rhea, what does she do? She puts her head down and comes.
No, she runs and jumps into my arms with a strong ass. She hugs me. It scares me sometimes. Thinks she having a seizure.
Oh, they're too young yet to know that you are a mean.
Nobody
man.
Mean. Shut up.
Well, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate you being a part of this episode. Please interact with us in the comments. Make sure you are following our podcast on Instagram at Is This Going to Cause an Argument, where we put up little clips of different episodes. We love to get people's feedback. There's one that I talked about, the Your Tears Mean Nothing to Me, that kind of picked up a lot of steam. And I'm telling you, people wrote doctoral dissertations they are defending. Hopefully they'll get their PhD when it's all done from Instagram. but also, please check out our sponsors. They are Next Evo, Go Henry, Green Chef, and Earning. Use our URLs and our promo codes so you can get a discount, and so that they know that we sent you. You can follow me at That Chick Angel across pretty much every platform. Sometimes there's like a TV or something on there, but any of the platforms that I post on is going to be something like That Chick Angel. Baby, tell them where they can follow you.
Hey, y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Ann on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus Ann on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk, and y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. You can go to manshyt.com and check that out. You can also find me on my other podcast called Let Us Tell It with Greg Goosby. You can go to Tanksley TV and check that out.
Here's the thing, is going on tour. If you have not bought your tickets, do not wait. There will be no extra tickets. Toronto, I know it's cold, but I'm going to be cold with y'all. Pull up, Toronto. Don't don't leave me out in the cold.
It's just a brisk chill to people in Toronto. They don't care.
Listen, I saw a video. I sent it to Kevin. I said, why are we going here? They put the wet the clothes I and seen put that. Them. I said, this is where we're going?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to be in a snowsuit on stage.
And but, Mommy Confessions.
Mommy Confessions is back. We'll start the uploads, I do believe, in the month of February. And you can get tickets to the tour for Here's the Thing at KevOnStage.com. All right, good people. We shall talk to you later.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.